Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the Entertainment Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, and then I will read. I'll start reading. Amen. We're going to be reading. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to have, and we're going to go right into the Word of God. Scripture reading will be come from Psalms number 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou statest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put on their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. The Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressor and a refuge in a time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings when he maketh acquisition for blood. He remembers them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. I have just read you from Psalms 9, from the 1st to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right quick.
Oh Lord, beautiful. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, beautiful me.
Sometimes I get this when I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, beautifully.
Can y'all play that for me?
Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait till the moment. Anybody know God can do it?
Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to open up our understanding, God, open up our minds and our hearts, God, to receive your word, God, just like it's written in the book, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable, God, in your sight, God. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. I just thank you on tonight, God. I ask you to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice, cover and bless their families, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it by your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless this Bible study. Bless everyone, God. Cover them now, Lord, and bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. I'm going to start reading, and I'm not going to read the fourth chapter because we don't have questions on it. I probably could read it, but they only have the questions on 3 and 5. So I don't know why that is, but anyway. Chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, the son of Machiah, the daughter of Talmah, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Heget. The fifth is Shephatia of Ega, his wife, Eglah. The sixth were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shamiah and Shobab, and Nathan and Solomon, four of Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel, Abhor also, and Elishama, and Eli, let me see, Eli Phelet, and Nogal, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Elida, and Eliphelet, nine. These were all the sons of David besides the sons of the concubine, and Tamar, their sister, and Solomon's son, Rehoboam, Abia, his son, Jehoshaphat, his son, Joram, his son, Ahaziah, his son, Joash, his son, Amaziah, his son, Azaria, his son, Jotham, his son, Ahaz, his son, Hezekiah, his son, Manasseh, his son, Amon, his son, Josiah, his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn, Johanna, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shelem. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jachin, Jochanan, his son, Zedekiah, his son. The sons of Jekiah, Asherah, Salathiah, his son, Malachiram, also Padiah, and Shenizah, Jacamiah, Hoshima, and Nadabiah. And the sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shemiah, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulaman, and Hananiah, and Shilothamin, Shilomiath, their sister, and Hushbiah, and Ohio, and Bochia, and Hashadah, Jeshabah, five, and the sons of Hananiah, Palithia, and Jasia, the sons of Rephia, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shekaniah, and the sons of Shekaniah, Shemiah, the sons of Shemiah, Atasha, and Igiel, Bariah, and Neriah, Shaphat, six, the son of Neriah, is and Hezekiah, and Ariakim, three, and the sons of Elioneel were Hodiah, Elisha, Beab, Larisha, Heab, and Peliah, Kub, and Johanna, and Deliah, and Arniah, seven. And so, I don't know if I should read this or not. I don't know if I should read it or not, because we're not going to answer any of those questions on there. So I'm going to go to chapter 5. Look like I'm skipping some if I don't read it. I'm going to go ahead on and read it anyway. Okay, the sons of Judah, Hezron, and Carmi, Hur, and Shubal, and Rehai, the son of Shobal, begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Hanuma and Lehad. These are the families of the Zorathites, and these were the fathers of Etam, Jezreel, Ishmael, and Adabash. And the names of their sisters were Hazel Poni, and Penel, the father of Gondor, Ezor, the father of Kishon. These are the sons of Hur, and the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem, and Asher, the father of Tekoa. Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Nazara, and Naira, Barahim, Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Tamini, and Hahashatara. These were the sons of Naira. The sons of Hela were Zerith and Jazor, the Ethanin, and Coles begot Adnab and Zobiabah, the family of Aholahel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thy wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. And Cholu, the brother of Sheha, begot Mihar, which was the father of Ashton, and Ashton begot Beth Rapha. Beth Rapha and Pasha and Tehinanah, the father of Aranasha. These are the men of Recon, and the sons of Kenaz, Othaniah and Shirian, and the sons of Othaniah and Hathenadah. And Meodiah begot Ophrah, and Syrian, Sariah begot Joab, the father of the valley of Cherashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the sons of Japhanum, Aru, Elah, and Nahum, the sons of Elah, even Kenaz, and the sons of Jehalali, Zipha, and Zithinan, and Tariah, and Azriel, and the sons of Ezra were Jather, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalan, and Sheber, Miriam, and Shemia, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoa, his wife Jehudah, Berjarah, the father of Jindor, and Heber, the father of Socho, and Jokathaniel, the father of Zana. And these are the sons of Bithian, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took, and the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, the father of Kaleah, the Gormite, and the Estimor, the Bachathite, and the sons of Shimon were Ammon and Renhan and Benanan, the Tilion, and the sons of Aisha were Zohitha and Benzohind, the sons of Shelah. The sons of Judah were the father of Ka and Ladat, Laida, the father of Marcia, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen in the house of Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Chozabah, and Joash, and Saraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jeshabealehim. And these are ancient things. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. These, their hedges, there that they dwelt with the king of his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel and Jamin, I'll stop somewhere. Okay, let me see. I don't know why I stopped there. Jareel. Anyway, and the sons of Mishma, Hamiel, his son, Zakar, his son, Shimeon, his son, and Shimeon had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their families multiply like to the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Moladah, and Hazar Shul, and at Bil-Bahana, and at Zim, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Carmel, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markboth, and Hazar Shem. I don't know what that is, but it's something, I'm telling you. Hazar Shizim, and at Beth Bariah, and at Sherim. These were their cities unto the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Anarimon, and Tachin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round and about the same cities unto Baal. These were their habitations and their genealogy, and Meshobab, and Jemlech, and Johad, the sons of Amziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josiah, the sons of Syria, the sons of Asiel, and Elaniah, Jagbot. Can you text Kibian and tell him I'm in, Kibian, tell her I'm in Bible class? Text or tell him. Jeshahiah, and Asher, and Adia, and Jasmiel, and Benaniah, and Ziza, the son of Shifa, the sons of Alon, the sons of Jediah, the sons of Shemara, the sons of Shemaiah. These mentioned by their names were prince, and their families and their house of their fathers increased greatly, and they went to enter to the entrance of Gador, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flock, and they found fat pastures and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceful, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and smote their tents and their habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flock. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, found Simeon 500 men went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pilatia, Nero, and Raphael, and Uzziel, the son of Isha. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there until this day. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. I wasn't going to even read four because they didn't have any questions for four, but I felt like I was going to skip something. I didn't feel right not reading it. So we only have two questions and three. And the first question is, how many sons, let me see, what am I thinking of? How many sons were born to David in Hebron? Let me see. It was verse 4. These six were born unto him in Hebron. And there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And how many sons were born to David in Jerusalem? And that's 5, verse 5. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem. Shimeath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. 13 in all. Shoot. Okay, 4 of Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel. Then it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. 9 and 4 is 13. So those are the only two questions that we have. So do we have any observations or anything anybody want to say about this thing? Because it's only genealogy, whatever you call it. To me, it's just letting us know where we are. And then it gave the, over in chapter 4, it gave the account of Jabez, where Jabez came from, too. In verse 9 and 10, they talked about, it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brother, so he came from, let me see, Judah. He came from the tribe of Judah. Mm-hmm. So he in verse 9 and 10, and it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the Lord, God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So that's where he came from. But Jabez was more honorable. And this whole account is understood by some of the principal versions. His brothers, I guess, the tribe of Judah was where he come from, and I guess his brothers wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And they was doing crazy stuff. They wasn't doing honorable stuff. That's what it was. They was doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing. And Jabez always tried to keep and do what God say do, but them brothers of his didn't. Mm-hmm. I was just reading some stuff on it because I hadn't even thought about Jabez in here, but you know, with the tribe of Judah, I mean, with any tribe, you know, you got a lot of different brothers and sisters. And to me, the whole thing is they all cousins and stuff like that because they came Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, like them tribes did. But the most of them came from Jacob because he had 12 boys, I think. And that's where them 12 tribes come from was Jacob. Mm-hmm. So... But he had the largest of them all, and they set them tribes up, and they had so many wives and so many concubines, you can't hardly keep up with them all. But Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had lots of children, but he told Abraham, he said, I'm going to multiply your seed. He said, I'm just going to multiply. And he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it would be just like it was. And they had lots and lots. I mean, they replenished the whole earth with children being fruitful and multiplying. And then that's chapter 4. But David was in this, in the chapter 3. Mm-hmm. This is where all of his folks come from. And he had a lot of children. He had a lot of wives. He had a lot of concubines. And he was studying children. David was. And so, I mean, that's what God told him to do, is be fruitful and multiply. So he had 6 sons by one, 13 sons in all. But them sons got sons, and them sons got sons like that. So, but David, he was more honorable than them all because he was a man after God's own heart. And I guess he was just trying to let them know where, and the genealogy is really what just letting them people know, us know where all of them come from. They come from a lot of different places. I'm telling you, the tribes, yes. But they had cities on top of cities, and they start mixing each other. They was mixing and stuff, like with these women and stuff. They was mixing and with these concubines and stuff. So it was hard to tell who was who. And then if you got 12 brothers, they all cousins. No, I'm just being real, keeping it real. They all Jacob's boys. That's what they are, them tribes. So let me tell you something. I don't know where God got us from, whatever, but I know what the word of God say. But almost like we can, some kin, on down the lines, on down. It's just something how God allows that when he don't do it now. Because, you know, he wouldn't honor cousins to marry. Now, I don't care if they were cousins or fifth cousins. I wouldn't care. You know, I'm just saying it's not right. And that's why we have to try to find where we come from. That's why we have to not... And then have family reunions and stuff so you can know your people, because I've seen many of that where they have married their cousins and stuff like that because they didn't know it was the cousin. They had kids by them. You know, sometimes I've seen them brothers and sisters get married and didn't know they was married until the family came. That's crazy. And it was legal back then, but it's definitely not legal now. It's grounds for a divorce. Mm-hmm. Today it is. Do we have any comments or questions on anything? And the Tarotites and the Shemitites and the Suchitites, the Targumists referred all of those to the Hebrew roots. They have Hebrew roots. Those names was derived from the Hebrew names. See, people don't know what their name means, but it always behooves you to find out what your name means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Apostle, I definitely agree on that. You know, it's very important to know the meaning of your name, you know, why you were named it, you know, because your name definitely defines your personality.
It means something. Yes. Yes, it does.
It defines your personality.
Yeah. It definitely means something.
In the past, when I used to read the Bible, the point where the genealogy, I used to get off of that. But now I know how important it is. The Lord has let me know, you know, those readings, you know, reading the names and stuff and the genealogy from, you know, Adam all the way to Christ. You know, it's very important because, you know, I was just thinking on that today on my Bible reading and just looking at the certain people in the genealogy that made a big impact, you know, for Christ to be here. And then you look at different people that's in the genealogy, like go back to Rahab, Ruth. You know, how those two women made such a big impact. You know, and they were from pagan tribes. But they're tied in. Genealogy.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I know the children of David were born to him in Hebron. And then he had some born in Jerusalem. Even Solomon, he had 13 boys. If we count the four sons of Bathsheba, it in nine without him. In the second book of Samuel, there were 11. But then the four boys that Bathsheba had by him made it come on up. Then he had that one girl, Tamar. That was the only boy David had. I'm telling you, he had a lot of children, but he had a lot of wives and concubines. So, yeah. I could see him having all of them like that, but man, that's something. I mean, a lot of children, and then just think, every one of them names means something. Don't think them names don't mean something because they do. Cause they be naming their cities after those names. Those names, cities be being built after them. Because I used to get confused about Manasseh name on a lot of stuff. And then you had, I can't say enough about these names because I can't pronounce a lot of them. But then they went on down in and 4 and was talking about which tribe was where, you know, and whose sons they were and like that. They were, because they had they had like the wives and the children of the wanderings, and the wanderings are from 1 Samuel 27 to 1 Chronicles 3:1. See, the wives and the children of Hebron, they split them up so you'll be able to know Haggai, Adonijah, Abital, Shephatiah, Eglah, Lithram, and all of that went through that. All of them 16 boys. They had 3 sons who died. Let me see. I don't think that was David. I think that was his brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is good. I'm just glad to be almost done with all of that genealogy, because I believe chapter 5 is the same way. I'm just not going to read that until it's time to read it. But I think it has a lot of genealogy, but that's what the Book of Chronicles are, because, Tim, when we was reading, what was we reading? Over in Kings, it said, and when God put a king down, he sent him right on where he's going over there. And they'll say, if this not in the Book of Chronicles, the Kings or something like that. So they take them when it's over, when they've been disobeyed God, they take them on over. They'll take the kings on over to the Chronicles and put them in, especially when they die, they'll just record. What they do is record what he did and what's he in line with God and word and what God was saying. But as you can see, only God can put them kings down like that and put another one up. That just was blowing my mind so bad, because he was putting them down so quick, and he bring another one up just quick just to replace them. I was saying, Lord, have mercy. You are the only one that can take a king down, or a priest or a preacher or a pastor down, evangelist, and sit him back up. It just blew my mind, because you don't find that today. Nowadays, they don't even, when they tell them to leave, they won't leave the churches. You know what I'm saying? They want you to put them out and all this kind of stuff. If they're not doing right, they should just leave out the church, but sometimes they don't. And it just goes back, way back here to the Old Testament, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, I just think it's good that we can understand what's going on. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Anybody else want any questions or comments about this stuff? This is something. Yep, it is something. But you know what? And I can't complain at all, because we need to know where we come from. These are our people. We need to know about them. They're God's people, but they reconnected, you know, on down the line, you know. And so we need to know what tribe is this and what tribe is that and stuff like that. We need to know that. That's how I learn a whole lot of things just by that genealogy, because, like I said, that's the beginning. That's where Jabez came from. Right from the Chronicles in David. Because right here it's all about David and his descendants. And then it goes on over to them 12 tribes. But I didn't read it out, so I just read 3 and 4. But it still got, I guess this whole chapter, a book of Chronicles is like that. I guess that's what it is, because I see more names and more names. Ooh, Jesus. in chapter 6. We ain't even got to 5 yet. But I thank God, though. I really do. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Then, over here in verse 40, maybe I should read. Anyway, it says, they of Ham had dwelt there of old. These were probably either the Philistines or the Egyptians who dwelt at Gendor, which was situated in the environs of Joppa in Shemania. Those who the 500 Simeonites expelled from Seir were Amalekites. They smote the rest of the Amalekites, those who had escaped the war which Saul made against them. See, that's why you get kind of confused at, because they talking about the tribe. They done went way back to the tribe of Ham. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where we come from. We come from Ham. Yep. Yeah, we did, and I didn't hear people try to get around it, make around it, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apostle, I know we come from Ham, but he had, how many sons did Ham have? Because that's
Ham
what I
had
want
three.
To know. How do we break that down between
was
his
it,
sons?
You talking about
yes,
Noah?
Yes.
You said how many sons Noah had?
Ham. Right, he had three sons. But I'm saying out of
Noah
the
did,
sons,
yeah.
They had sons. Right. So my thing is, how do you know, breaking it down, what son we go up under Ham? Which one of those sons are you in their tribe? You know, are you in Canaan tribe or Cush? I forgot the name of the other son.
But the thing is, Shem, Ham, and about Ham's son.
Right, because all of them had different sons. You know.
Yeah, they did, but I think we read that last week.
They all had different sons.
I think we read this last. I think we read it last week. Cush, the sons of Ham is Cush, and Mazaram, Put, Canaan. The sons of Cush is Sabah, Havilah, Sapta, Rama, Saptekcha. The sons of Rama is Sheba and Dedan. And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mazarama begot Lumdim and Anamam and Libim and Naphtim him. Those are all of Cush folks right there. Mm-hmm. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mazarim. They're Arabian and Egypt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Those boys right there. I mean, I don't hardly know. The only thing I know that they did wrong, that boy looked up on his dad, and his son got cursed from it.
Yeah, because
everybody understands.
Was it Canaan did something? You know,
yeah.
Canaan do something, you know, because like I was saying when I was studying on that, when it said youngest son, that doesn't mean he was referring to Ham. he was referring to, it meant that I think in the strong accordionist, youngest means grandson.
The oldest. Okay, because the thing about it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean there. It's not referring to him, which is, Ham is the youngest son, but he's that text it meant grandson, not Ham, which was the youngest.
Right.
So I was always trying to figure out why was Cain always the one that was picked out to be cut. If Ham was the one that looked upon his father and sinned, no, it was Canaan who looked upon his grandfather and sinned. And Ham went and told the other brothers, his two brothers, and they came in.
Wait a minute, are you sure about that?
Well, that's what I
Yeah, but
the reason why
I was saying what it was,
youngest means grandson.
But I'm saying what Ham did was he went and looked at Noah that he was naked, and then he went back and got his two brothers. But in those days, you're not supposed to look at nobody naked. And he just didn't do it. He didn't cover him up. He didn't do anything. And the other sons knew this. So they walked backwards with a sheep, so they wouldn't look up on him and cover him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it went. But Ham looked at him. But he didn't, I guess he figured, because this my daddy don't mean anything. I don't know how that thing went down. That's not what the Bible said, but I feel like if he knew he was going to get punished or something like that, he wouldn't have never did it. But he did it, and then he was laughing like about it. And he went and got the other one, because it tells you in there that he kind of snickered or something. And they wouldn't look at their daddy, them other two. So it had to be something. They knew they was going to get in some kind of trouble if they had looked at their dad. So that's why they walked in the room backwards, so they couldn't see him, that sheet on top of him. And Noah was so upset when he came and found out that Ham had looked on him. He was upset because he know that's not right, and you can't get one. It's one thing about God. He see it and know everything. We ought to be glad he ain't like he used to be. He's still God and all that other stuff. But, honey, what we be doing and think we doing right, we be doing wrong a lot of times and don't know it. But that was good. That was good, woman of God, Green. But anyone else? We got about 3 minutes. Yep, God is so good and faithful. I thank and praise God for this word. I thank, praise God for each one of you. I'm so thankful that today, to this evening, I got a chance to jump on the live and stuff this afternoon, this evening, to just let everybody know that I will be on in the morning and stuff like that. God is a good God. And then I wasn't trying to get on there and pray, and my folks were just saying, pray. So, you know, when it's like that, it didn't hit somebody's spirit. They want to hear a word from the Lord. But I prayed for all of them at one time. I couldn't pray for one, you know, because I'd be right there in the morning. So if there is nothing else, I guess we can just get out, because this really was just about genealogy. And I don't know how many more chaps we got with this genealogy stuff. But I look back, and I mean, we got some more to go, so we may as well get used to it for a while. Well, I'm going to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now. We just give you praise. We give you glory, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for drawing us closer to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. We give you glory on tonight. We magnify your name on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. and for your glory. Amen, amen. God bless you all. I will be back on the live in the morning. I will be on there at 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. I'll see you there. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night.
God bless you. Love you. Good night.
Love you all.